work because we want to work as the blockheads, you know. It's not a financially greatly rewarding thing. It allows bands to do gigs. The merchandise that we sell allows us to run an office. But it's no big shakes. You know, when you're talking about, you know, we made an album last time, it cost about £10,000. And then we had to promote it. When you're looking at promoting it, you're looking at trebling that figure these days, you know, just to promote the album. And we were nowhere near the space of being able to do that, in the position to do that. So someone suggested that we try Kickstarter, these fundraising things. Now, we're all long on the tooth, so we know nothing about this new way of operating. We've had to learn through younger people, you know, telling us how to do it. We got involved with a film company called Free Seed, who suggested, who got behind us and actually helped us run that first campaign, which goes out to the fans directly. You know, once you get over the initial thing of, oh, I don't want to go begging for money, you realise what you're doing is you're giving the fans the opportunity, one, to buy the records up front, do you know what I mean, to pay ahead for the record, because they get it as prizes and things like that.
Yeah.
And and also you get them involved, which was a real eye-opener for me, the fact that people really did want to get involved, and it was a way of bypassing financing that you don't get anyway from record companies or management or investors.
Mm.
It was doing our own thing. So we did that, and we managed to raise about £10,000 we went for, and we used that for Free Seed Films to do three videos for us to give our album a bit of profile. And that worked. So we went, well, that's great. Let's see if we can push it even further. So we're in the midst of this mammoth one, really. I don't know if we're going to make it. But, you know, we'll come back. Maybe Robert the Bruce, Napoleon. We'll be back.
What's the, I mean, it's there's obviously the advantage of being able to go straight out to the fans, but what's the, I mean, what would you say is like the biggest pro and the biggest con of going down this kind of crowdfunding route?
Well, I think like anything, it's a bit of a fad, you know, it's a way of funding music and arts, film, etc. It seems to work in a huge way for lots of people. In other words, if you don't have your core following, it's very difficult, I think. I mean, we have a very British, you know, following. Our following doesn't go international to any extent. We have the odd ones, but we're not an international sort of known entity.
Mm.
So we rely on our fans in England, who are fantastic. But there's a limit, you know. So the thing is that if you have an international profile, I think it can work really well for you. The best thing about it is the contact directly with your fans. They have just been absolutely fantastic and come through for us every time. And it's made a difference in that you have that day-to-day Twitter, Facebook contact with them. It seems to matter when you go to gigs. The gigs are filling up more. I think it's the way to promote bands these days is to get that profile on these internet platforms and go for it. But it's a lot of energy you have to go into it.
So I suppose that's the downside is you've got to spend a lot of time managing it all.
Coordinating. It's coordinating, really. And, of course, if you put out a project and you promise all these prizes, etc., then the month after it finishes, if you've been successful, you are just working non-stop getting these things posted out, delivering all the prizes. It's a lovely feeling, but it is a lot of work. It's not easy.
Yeah, yeah.
We, fortunately, have got a tried-and-tested merchandise postal service, which we've been doing for the last 15 years, you know, ourselves. So we were used to that. But to someone who's going into it, you've got to be careful what you offer.
Yeah, yeah.